Hey, Fatheads, John the Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're going to be reviewing a La Flor Dominicana, otherwise known as LFD, and it's a Cameroon Cabinet number 4, as named because it's got a Cameroon wrapper. Comes from Dominican Republic, it's got a Dominican Republic binder, Dominican Nicaraguan filler. MSRP on this bad boy is $10, MSRP, and it's got a 54 ring gauge. So you can tell it's slightly bigger than normal, and 6 1/4, although I measured this on my handy dandy sizing chart, and it comes, you know, it's like 6 1/16, maybe 6 1/8. I'm not sure it really qualifies as 6 1/4, but it's a handmade product. They change from product to product. What can you do? It's got the patented chisel tip on there, as you can see. I'm going to try and X cut that today. So hopefully that'll work out for me. But without further ado, let's get to the nosing and the lighting, because it's a beautiful night and I'm looking forward to smoking. Talking about the nose here, some meaty quality to it, some leather, maybe some spicy earthiness there. Really just getting hay and a little bit of maybe peatiness out of the foot. So I'm excited to get started here. So I'm going to break out my single torch here, get cracking, do a nice little toast. Beautiful warm day out. Now, knowing the chisel tip, you can just peel the cap on the chisel tip off, but I'm not going to do that here. I'm going to do an actual quality X cut or V cut. Now, what's interesting is it does go through the space there, so I'm going to have to be careful. And it looks like I made a decent cut there. I'll be honest, it feels a little bit weird smoking this. So unfortunately, I had some issues. Probably should have used a straight guillotine cut on that. Had some wrapper come off the cap there, so that's really unfortunate. Made a secondary V-cut to correct, and the draw seems fine now. So I'm getting a little bit of nuttiness and sweetness to start. Getting some interesting chocolate and nuttiness on the retrohale. Kind of an interesting combination. So we'll check back in, see how the flavors progress here. Coming up on the 15-minute mark. First third has settled in really nicely. Again, it's just kind of a sweet nuttiness on the regular draw. Got that great chocolate nuttiness on the retro. It's I think for some reason I was expecting it to be really, really full bodied just because it's an LFD, but because it's a Cameroon blend, I think they've blended it to be a little bit more in the medium minus category. It's a really well balanced cigar so far. I just wish I wouldn't have torn the cap up so bad. Kind of embarrassing. So I'll continue smoking here and checking in and see how the flavors develop as it moves into the middle third. Just passing the 30-minute mark and the first third's winding down. There is a little bit of earthiness that's coming through with maybe a hint of pepper, but it's very light. The earth is kind of dominating the pepper here. Really good first third. Very easily smokable, very approachable. You know, this is a cigar I think that could appeal to a lot of different smokers. Just about at the 50-minute mark, well into the middle third here, and some of the sweetness from that Cameroon wrapper has really dropped off, which is disappointing because I really enjoy Cameroon wrapper. So the influence is not as strong here in the middle third, and it's kind of settled into that sort of earthy with just a hint of pepper, which is good, but not as complex as the first third. Like I said, a little bit disappointing because I really do enjoy the influence of that Cameroon wrapper. Hitting the hour and 10 mark, finishing up the middle third. And again, the earthiness is kind of carried through the middle third. There's not really any other notes to report on. It's not overpowering, but it is the dominant flavor here. You know, I've got maybe 5 minutes here before it gets into the last third, and we'll see what other flavors come up. Sitting about the hour and 20-minute mark, and some of the sweetness has returned along with the nuttiness. So it's kind of counterbalancing the earth that was really dominating the middle third and carried it into the final third. Not sure if the flavor is going to develop any further, but I'll keep smoking here. It is unfortunate that I kind of thrashed the cap on this because it is unraveling a little bit, which is unfortunate, but it happens. Totally not a fault of the cigar. That was entirely on me. So check back in and wrap the review up. Thanks for checking it out. Wrapping up the review of the La Flor Dominicana Cameroon Cabinets number 4. A pretty interesting cigar. I think this would have a lot of appeal for a lot of different smokers because it isn't in the medium plus category. It's in the, you know, the medium minus category, which is nice. The Cameroon wrapper is nice. I wish it had more influence from the middle third on, but it was pretty tasty. I think I'll revisit this in the future and come back to it because I did thrash the cap up, which I think probably had an influence on the cigar. But I appreciate everyone checking out the video review. And if you listen to the podcast, give us an up, thumbs up, vote. Toss us a comment. Toss us a line. surgeon@cigarfederation.com. And make sure to check out the written review at cigarfederation.com. We'll be back next week with another video review.